One of the biggest issues for ranchers in the West is wildfire. With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A new study says western U.S. states could follow the Southeast leads in reducing fire risk. Crystal Colden, an associate professor of fire science at the University of Idaho, analyzed the use of prescribed burns across the country between 98 and 2018 and found the Southeast used more than twice the amount of prescribed burns as the rest of the country. The region also saw fewer acres burned in wildfires during that time. Colden says the West has different vegetation, climates, and population centers, but still believes the Southeast model could work very well here.
The thing that makes prescribed fire work in the Southeast is how people approach the problem and how that approach has been dealt with on the policy and the regulatory side. We can absolutely emulate in the West.
Research also found that the Bureau of Indian Affairs was the only federal agency to substantially increase prescribed fire over a 21-year study period. Sam Scranton with the BIA says the approach has worked to mitigate their wildfire threat.
The land source is a source of the tribe's spiritual, cultural, emotional, economic substance. So they have a great dependency upon the land and they want to take care of it for future generations.
University of Idaho research says IBA devoted 50 to 80% of their fire suppression budget to prescribed fire burns. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.